Welcome to Trends.
I gotta finish tying my shoe.
Oh, okay.
All right. Welcome to
good.
Trends.
Welcome to Trends. Trends is an improvised podcast where we are given a topic and we explore it. We get to know it. First, we shake its hand. Then we try to get it to take its top off.
Ooh, I didn't know that. Really?
Well, the topic. Yeah.
Oh, the topic takes the top off.
Yeah, we get the top off the topic and see what we're working with.
Oh. And even big or small, we're working with something.
Exactly. You know, we never know what topic we're going to be given. Somebody shows up, gives it to us. Let me just introduce ourselves.
I'm Daniel Joseph Cornelius Hetzel.
That's right. And I'm Levi. No other names needed. You guys all know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, definitely.
And we want to welcome you into the Trends studio.
And we also would like to welcome, we're fostering a gypsy family in the underground
That's true. Yeah.
Jompers is built. Jompers, of course, is our security guard.
Jompers guards the lobby. We have a cellar.
Close personal friend. Yeah, and he knows these gypsies. They needed a place to stay. This is the only place he kind of...
And we said no, and then, of course, showed up, and the gypsies are staying.
Yeah, Jompers kind of does what he wants.
So I don't even know why he asked.
Yeah, really. I mean, he didn't need to.
No, he's like, can I have my gypsy friend stay in your cellar? And I said, no, you may not. Yep. And then he showed up.
Then he asked me, and I'm like...
You said whatever, right?
Yeah, I always say whatever. It's Jompers. Right. We're tight.
He plays us against each other sometimes, much like parents.
Yeah.
And I'm almost always the one saying, that's a bad idea.
Yeah, now there's gypsies downstairs.
A lot of them. I can't tell how many.
Oh, there's at least three girls.
Okay, you're just counting the girls?
Yeah, that guys don't count to me.
Shameful. There were a couple kids, though. I mean, like rowdy kids.
Oh, yeah. There's always rowdy kids. And they all have earrings.
And I don't know if it's true. I don't know if it's myths or what, the gypsies... scam you and steal stuff?
I think it was back in the day.
So it's not true anymore.
There's probably like three gypsies that did it and it ruined it for all the other gypsies.
Yeah, just a couple bad apples spoiled a bunch, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that what they say?
That's what they say.
So,
and a couple bad worms in those apples. Wait.
Wouldn't that be a bad apple?
Yeah, that would be a bad apple.
You know what they say? A couple bad worms spoil the worm pile.
Yeah, the worm pile. You ever had a worm pile?
Oh, man, I had the best worm pile when I was a kid. Yeah, I kept it in out back by a shed that we had in our backyard.
Oh, nice. I just would go out and dig a big hole, collect worms. Spend all day collecting worms, just chuck them in there.
It's weird to me that you just collect worms for you weren't going fishing. You just
spilled in a worm
had
pile.
To collect, you call them, night crawlers? I mean, did you get specific?
No, night crawlers, weren't they like big, fat, juicier worms?
I don't know if there's a difference.
Like Worms Plus, I think.
Worms Plus? Have you ever been to Worms Plus?
What?
Yeah.
They have one here?
Yeah, there's a Worms Plus.
California.
No, there's one in southern Minnesota, Worms Plus.
Really?
Yeah.
All your worm needs are taken care of there?
Yeah. They have everything you need regarding worms plus some other stuff.
And it's not just for fishers, right? It's fishermen.
No, anyone who wants
farmers,
worms.
They don't ask questions. You just show up
composting. Yeah, they don't grill you like some worm places. Mm. Worms Plus is just like, come on in, get the worms you need, get out.
Yeah, because some dudes have a worm fetish. They don't want to get troubled.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's guys who get up on a worm.
They have like worm costumes there last time I heard.
Yeah, that's true. Anything you can think of that has a worm relationship, Worms Plus will get that for you.
Worm holes?
That's true. Yeah, you can travel through different dimensions in space and time.
And they also have just the butthole of a worm. I'm on a worm costume. That's a worm hole.
That's also true. That's not the... I don't see what that's...
Well, it's just
how that relates to a wormhole.
So it's a mouth. Mouth is a wormhole.
That's just a hole. That's just a mouth. I mean, that's... It's not... Anyways, how are you, Dan?
I'm the best I've ever been. How are you been?
You are?
Oh.
Wow, I'm all right.
Absolutely. Can't you hear my voice?
You have a little bit of a spring in your step vocally, if I can say that. Is that too belabored?
Hey, anytime I get to talk about worm buttholes, I'm good.
That is true.
And I have women below me. Beautiful.
Gypsy faces. Women. Don't get into it with the gypsy women, okay?
I'm not. I don't want to get into it, actually. I just chuck them in a wormhole and go down and hang out with them.
I don't think that's a good idea.
I don't either. I'd have to chuck myself in first just to show them that I mean no harm. Yeah. Actually, that's actually a metaphor. I just kind of want to hang out with them and buy them dinner.
Well, I mean, that's a choice you have to make for yourself.
Yeah. You down there! Look up here!
Huh? Oh, Jesus. It's a long beard, sir.
I have a package. You must dig it out of my beard hair. What?
Dan, do you want to climb the...
Yeah, let me get clothes on.
Climb the beard hair?
I'm not putting my hands in that beard. You don't know what's in there.
Get moving! I haven't got all day.
Oh, really?
You just got here, so just... Dan, you have those gloves on?
Yeah, I'm
using a real,
snap them on as we
real
speak,
rush.
Right. All right, hang on. I'm getting up.
Don't pull too hard!
Hang on here. Is this it? Grilled cheese sandwich?
That's my sandwich!
Put it back. Putting it back. Part in the corner. Here we go.
Well, this is fascinating. Dan's really...
This is like a anarchist, like, cannonball here with
put that back!
an anarchist? Is there anything you want to tell us, sir?
I will tell you nothing! Just, Dan, stop asking him so many questions.
Well, here's a worm. He's actually got a worm in here.
Oh, that's, yeah. That's a weird...
That is a weird...
I don't want that in there! You keep that!
Oh, thank you. I'm going to check it. Here you go, gypsy.
Oh, Dan just fed the gypsies a
thank
worm.
You!
Wow, wow. Yikes.
That's... Okay.
You have 1 minute!
All right, I'm trying
to think. What? Is this a contest?
All right, is this it, this package?
Yes!
All right, you could have just handed it to me.
I could have done a lot of things!
Yeah, I'm not talking to you.
But your neck isn't broken!
Oh, yeah? Come on down here.
Ah!
What do you say now, big man?
I'm gonna leave.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
You'll be hearing from my associates.
What? A guy with a giant mustache?
I don't know what that means.
Yeah? Maybe like a guy with, like, back hair that...
Don't mock me! I'll talk to you in the future!
I'm kind of not scary.
You really went after that guy.
Well,
I don't think I've ever
seen
you
with a beard like that, and you're going to have an attitude like that. I wanted to climb up it, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, I was just intimidated, because that had to have taken years to get that kind of beard.
It's dedication, I mean, you know, it's dedication. I don't have that dedication. I got to shave. I shave and trim my beard every week.
Yeah, you don't, you need to...
I don't got the time to do that.
Knuckle down or something.
Hell yeah.
Are you going to open the package? People, we get, you know...
I got to take those off.
Gloves. Oh, you gonna sing the gloves song?
Yep, that's done.
Gloves. Not over.
Nope.
This is package opening music. I'm trying to fill the time.
I was messing with the song.
Yeah, stop paying attention.
Third or a fourth verse?
Yeah. Well, I'm a songwriter sometimes.
No, there's a sixth verse. Gloves.
Come on, man. Right. Quit screwing around. We don't want to waste any time here. We got business to get down to. We have a business.
And
what are you doing? Are you okay? Is your garage door stuck? What is that?
Yeah, my garage door is stuck.
That's like a stuck garage door.
Showing it to you.
Oh, doors.
Huh?
D-O-O-R-S. Doors.
Great.
This episode's topic is doors. Hooray! We are going to get into it.
We are.
Open them and close them and see what else we can...
There's not much you can
do with a door.
Really.
Oh, there's so much you can do with a door. You can go in through a door. You can open a door. Did I mention opening it?
Can you close
a door?
Can you close it? Can you slam a door?
If you're angry or excited or not getting enough attention, totally slam a door.
You can make a choice and just not have doors.
You could go door free, which it sort of involves doors.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
The lack of a door has to do with a door.
Door-to-door salesman?
You can. Yeah,
if you're door-to-door salesman selling doors.
That's a boring, heavy
work.
Have
you ever seen a movie just, of that? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Is that what Death of the Salesman? Is he a door-to-door salesman?
He had to carry door samples around, like, big, giant doors.
Do you think if you're a door-to-door salesman, you just stay at your doors? Like, you're just knocking on your own door all day long, and you don't know?
I didn't think about that full cycle.
Sort of like, like a snake eating its own door tail.
It'd be like a worm making love to itself because it's hermaphroditic.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to take a quick break. And Dan is going to open a door.
Oh, there's a worm on the brake.
Welcome back to Trends.
Are we going to have some food?
Oh, we're actually in the middle of a program right now.
We were told that we would get some food.
Okay, well, if you...
Coming right up, my man.
All right. Jompers, will you take care of your gypsy friends and maybe have them not...
Oh, you guys not getting along with them?
Well, we're trying to record the program.
Yeah, I know. It's no big deal. I'm just bringing them a meal.
Okay, but we are running a professional show. We have a show. We're in the middle of a show right now.
Yep. Yeah, you are. You guys are doing a good job. I'm just going to give them these sandwiches here.
Fine.
Soup. Nothing like the classic American lunch, right? Grilled cheese sandwiches and tomato soup.
That is actually delicious.
That is pretty good.
I mean,
you guys want some? Can't have any. You ain't gypsy. This is gypsies only.
Why would you even offer? That's so mean.
Just be a dick. I'm a dick. I'm going to take this downstairs to him.
Okay, can you guys stay down there then?
Keep your eyes up, all right? I see you looking at that
one. Dan, actually, that's good advice. Dan.
I'm sorry.
Come on, man. We're focused.
I know how you like him.
Stay focused.
Because I'm going to go down there and have lunch with him, all right? I'm breaking bread with him, all right?
Okay, Jompers. But is somebody going to watch the lobby?
I got camera. I'll be up in a second. I'm just going to hang out.
All right, I just don't want people running in and out of the studio. Yeah, Dan, what are you even looking at? Is it the mirrored skirts?
If only you could see what I see.
I'm not going to. I'm focused on the work. We're in the middle. You're on the clock right now. And this is
definitely.
Okay, jumpers, shut that door. Get down there and shut that door.
Shutting.
All right. No, I just totally lost my train of thought. Gypsies are distracting.
Yeah, they really are.
Super distracting.
Yeah, they used to do that. I had a friend that lived in, I think, North Dakota somewhere, and he had a...
Are you asking me?
No, that is true. That did sound like a question.
Louise?
No, I had a friend who lived in North Dakota, and he said that he worked at a grocery store. It's in a very small town. They had up, how to deal with gypsies and how to identify gypsies, and gypsies came to
racist,
the store.
But go ahead.
It's super duper. He loved it. It was pretty awesome. It was like, they always work in groups.
True.
They would be carrying a violin.
True.
They'll try to distract, just typical things, but it was all gypsy based.
Or gypical things.
Gypical things. Yeah. That was a book of the Bible, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The gypical?
Yeah. I love that. It's the less talked about.
A little bit. Now,
go
as
on.
A man in your home, you own a home.
I have a mortgage.
You know what I mean.
I may eventually own a home.
Yeah, you may eventually. Like when
20, 30 years.
Yeah, when you're down the road. But you have doors. Right? Do you have wooden doors or do you have aluminum doors?
Oh, wow. This is actually... Yeah, this is the most bored I've ever been.
Really?
You asking me what kind of doors I have on my house? Well, we can't do better than that?
There we go.
I have glass sliding doors.
Beautiful.
That's amazing.
That's all I wanted to know.
But I do. There's plastic, there's wood. It's all mixed together. But you mentioned the Bible. And it makes me remember this saying. Have you ever heard the saying, when God shuts a door, he opens a window? Do you know that's the saying? There's this thing people say, if someone has a problem, hey, this opportunity didn't work out, I lost a job, or this person I was interested in won't date me, or, any of those things. People say, when God shuts a door, he opens a window, hey, there's going to be other opportunities around the corner.
So I got to jump out the window to get out?
Right. I mean, this is why I bring this up. It seems like a stupid-ass saying.
Yeah, is the door locked? Is it locked? If I jump out the window, am I going to remember my key? Am I going to have to come back in the window?
If you've ever shut a door, have you then been I better open a window?
Never.
Normally, if you're shutting a door, you want the windows closed, too.
Pretty much, yeah.
I think if God shuts a door, then either keep out or stay in or wherever you are.
Odor that he wants to get rid of. It's like maybe God has cats and the cats did something in the litter box and he needs to open the window, But
so when God opens a window, he also probably opens and fans his door because maybe he burnt something in the kitchen.
He's trying to get the Holy Spirit to come in. Sick of him coming.
Isn't he the Holy Spirit? Isn't God the Holy Spirit himself? Yeah.
I mean, they're in three parts, but they all can't hang out together.
The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit?
Yeah,
is that right?
Yeah.
Are those the parts?
The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost? Or something? There's Jesus, there's the Holy Spirit, and then there's God, I think, right? Depending on
which one's Yahweh? Is that a different one?
I think that might be different. I mean, they're all the same when you boil them down, but...
Can you boil?
Yeah, you can boil them.
Is that what Jell-O is?
It's just God boiled up.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and you can just eat it. So, man, next time...
God is horse bone.
Yeah, pretty much. God is horse bone.
God is horse bone?
I guess.
That's a beautiful saying.
Yeah, all of them are, yeah.
All the gods are horse bone? Odin?
Odin, yeah.
And Zeus?
Zeus.
Allah.
Who are some other gods? Yahweh?
Xerxes? Is that a god?
Yeah,
is that just a... I'm not sure if that's a god or...
Chief Mayhem, he's a god.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know Chief Mayhem?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, he's a video game. It's pretty cool.
Really?
Yeah, Chief Mayhem. You haven't played Chief Mayhem?
No, I haven't played the game.
Are you sure? It has three sequels.
Am I sure?
It's Chief Mayhem, Chief Mayhemed, and Chief Mayhem Need.
Wow, who puts out the game? What's the platform?
Huh? Platform? Oh, you just run
the Xbox 360?
It's like a open world. Game,
Wait, is this a game or is this just how you approach your life?
Oh, it's a video game.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's like you're Captain Mayhem, and you just run around.
Captain or Chief?
Chief Mayhem.
This is full of holes. This story.
No.
Pull it together. Pull it together, Dan. Right. You're not going to come in here and spew a bunch of bullshit, are you? Because the listeners and Sir Lancelot are going to know if you're lying.
You're Chief Mayhem. You're the chief. You run a mayhem agency where you just send people out and supposed to cause as much trouble as you can, but you have to defeat the other chief.
What's the other chief's name?
His name is his name is I think.
You know how hard you're thinking about this.
Well,
since you know
I haven't played
so well.
The game all the way through.
Chief Peter is his main opponent.
No, his name's just Peter.
Oh, he's a chief.
I don't know if I've even gone that far in the game. I think the only chief we got is Chief Mayhem.
Okay.
I think the other dude's trying to beat him to get the title of chief. That's how many...
But you are the titular character in this game?
Yeah, and you send people out on missions, and then when you send people out on missions, you also get to be the people, But then there's some missions that Chief Mayhem's got to go out on, and you got to complete them and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's an open world, so you can pretty much just do whatever.
You keep saying it's an open world. I don't really know. Does that mean there's no narrative structure?
Yeah, well, it's just like you can just run around and it's like a big open area, you know, like a giant city or three or four.
Oh,
you know?
Okay.
You know, kind of like Grand Theft Auto, and you can just run around and do whatever in it.
What's Grand Theft Auto?
It's a, do you not know, have you never played that game?
I don't know.
You know the game where you're like, you can like...
You mean like when you steal a car?
Yeah, you steal a car, you can beat up people, you can have sex with hookers, you can shoot people, you can just go to the store.
Again, is this a game or is this something you've been doing?
This is a game. If I was doing that, I'd be in jail, so...
I hope so.
Or in Yale, one of the two.
Is that... Oh, because of Yahweh?
Yeah, well, Yale is Mexican jail, but it's also a college.
Is it?
Yeah, so, anyway, we won't go into that.
So, wait, Yale started as a Mexican jail?
Yep.
The school, Yale, was, like, supposed to be a jail?
Yeah, and then, Yale.
And then it became this Institute of Higher Learning?
Yeah, they kept arresting these very intellectual white men, and then who had money, and then,
interesting.
Know, eventually they
And then
they
made the Skull and Bones or whatever?
Yeah, Skull and Bones. You ever seen that?
Skull and Bones?
Well, have you ever seen that, I can't believe I'm talking about this, that Alex Jones,
I don't know what you're talking about.
Do you know Alex Jones? He's like this
no.
conspiracy theorist radio host.
No.
And, yeah.
You got to talk about that. Who? What does he do? Does he have a weekly show?
Yeah, he's got a daily show.
Like on the terrestrial radio or what?
You can podcast it. You get it on iTunes and stuff.
So his name's Alex. Does this show have a name? Is it just Alex Jones?
He's got a couple. I forget. It's like Alex Jones and there's something. He's got a couple out, but like he does like a 3-4 hour show like every day.
Really?
Yeah, and the commercials. You want to hear some awesome commercials? Like, listen to it. It's all about like... you gotta invest in gold, because when the doomsday happens and the dollar falls out, we're all gonna be fucked. It's also about like, buying seeds, because when doomsday happens,
oh,
we're gonna need seeds.
So he's probably like a libertarian, right?
I'm not sure. He's a little bit of, I haven't listened to too much of it. I tried listening to a couple episodes and just to laugh at it.
Yeah.
It was
easy. Do they take calls? Does he have people calling
in
and saying like, I have a bunker and I'm gonna be in my bunker and...
Yeah, I do know one thing. He did think that Obama's birth certificate was fake. He thought that was a big fake conspiracy.
That is a hilarious. No. That was hilarious. It's hilarious to me that there are still people clinging to that.
It was interesting. It's not like everything he says
nonsense.
Is bullshit, but like you have to put it through a big bullshit filter.
Yeah,
because there are some facts in what he's saying. Not in everything.
I don't think so.
Not in everything, but he'll report a story that did would actually happen. Like
I highly doubt it.
You know, but like the Obama thing was like, oh, that's bullshit. And,
yeah, like, yeah, I'm like. Checkable. You can just quickly find that out, that's nonsense.
Oh, yeah, but he had, like, some stuff about, like, police brutality and stuff like that, you know, just things
and
like
that.
And
you believe that?
Yeah, oh, hell yeah. I believe any cops are dicks. The ones that are dicks. The ones that are nice, but they're in positions of power, and usually people in positions of power abuse that occasionally, you know, and, you know, they like to beat up people, especially minorities, you know, but we're
really?
Sued to be a... Oh, come on, man.
Is that, you think? Police beat up minorities? Is there stats? Is that a statistical thing?
Oh, yeah, yeah. But anyway, this Alex Jones show. I forget why I started talking about this. It had something to do with Chief Man. I don't know. It doesn't matter. Anyway, it's a very funny show.
Yeah, like, I don't remember
if
why.
If you want to laugh and stuff like that. I mean, the commercials are really
good. And he's like a conspiracy theorist?
That's why I brought up Skull and Bones.
Oh,
so,
yeah, yeah.
Anyway, they have like a...
He went to Yale, is what you're saying.
No. He snuck a camera into that... there's like in Northern California, a place where... Every year, God damn it, I can't remember the names of any of this stuff, but it's like a kind of a thing where all these friends of, you know, these famous political people go over there and like hang out, and it's like a kind of fraternity kind of thing with like the Skull and Bones.
Sure.
And they have these rituals.
Is it like Scientology?
I'm not sure because people aren't allowed in. You have to be like an exclusive club. He actually had to sneak in, and actually he got stuck a camera in his bag, and he had to like lie his way in, and, you know, and they filmed this like weird... like ritual thing where you're watching it and it's got like guys in these hoods, it's like they're priests and they set fire to like as a human effigy and stuff like that, and you hear it scream, you know, like that. Like I had a guy who told me about it, and then I went and he told me, yeah, you don't know if it's like a real body in there or not or anything, you hear the guy scream and stuff like that. It's like this weird ritual. It's very strange. There's like this a lot of music, a lot of like weird chanting. This guy just sits there and goes, behold, you know, I come before you. A lot of that talk. And
yeah,
stuff
yeah.
Like that.
Yeah. So do you? You.
But he filmed it. He's the only person to ever get it on film.
But do you think there's a decent chance that this is all bullshit?
Oh, it's
bullshit?
Complete bullshit. Because like I watched it and I was like, whoa. And then I literally went in 2 seconds. Was like, oh.
He just made it up.
Because one of the voices, like I was like, is this a recording we're hearing? Because like it was booming loud. So clearly these guys had mics. But then I found out that like all these famous people have been in this like thing that they've done, like Walter Cronkite. Was the voice I was fucking hearing. You know, they did this recording that they just reenact every year. So basically what I was hearing was Walter Cronkite doing this, and another guy, like, in this place acting like he was saying these words. You can't really see, because it's, like, very far away, you know? Mm-hmm. There's, like, a lake in between, like, the area where they do this and where the people are sitting. So you can't get, like, too close and stuff like that. But it was like a recording that you're just reenacting, and Walter Cronkite was the main, like, priest dude or whatever.
But you think it was real?
Like, no, the audio was real? No, it wasn't real at all. Although they recorded it, but it's just something that they do every year. It's like a fraternity thing. It wasn't like he...
It wasn't a real ritual.
Yeah, when you hear the dude scream, it's because it's a recording of a guy screaming. It's not real. It's like, yeah, but it can be disproven in, like, 3 seconds.
Yeah. You know?
And, like, yet Alex Jones says people believe in that these guys, like, kill a person every year and, like, burn his body and, like, they...
Well, if you want to believe in something, I think you can kind of convince yourself anything is, like, a real thing.
I just thought it was cool that he snuck his way in and lied. Like, once he got there, you know, it was kind of cool that he got out on tape, this thing that we've never seen. It is really weird when you see it. There's something very strange about it, but I don't think it's anything to make a big deal out of.
What I'm saying is he maybe staged that whole thing.
No, he couldn't have. Like, he couldn't have. Like, if you see it, it's, like, literally, like... Like 3,000 people there or something. It's like this huge gathering of people. He couldn't have staged it. Like it, these people actually gather there. Like all the presidents have gone there. They actually have pictures of them at this place. They do. It's not. It's like I think a place where kind of people go to make like talk and wheel and deal and stuff like that. It's just
you mean like Martha's Vineyard. Is that what you're talking about?
No. It's on the Martha's Vineyard's like on the East Coast. This is on the West Coast. Like,
yeah.
This is kind of a retreat that people go to and hang out. It's like an exclusive club that you go hang out.
And so they've sort of turned it into this dark-seeming place when it's really just a meeting of the minds.
No, Alex Jones turned it into
this. That's what I mean. Alex Jones is framing it as this dark place.
It's kind of weird when you see it, but it's like it's just kind of like bullshit. It's just like, I think, a fraternity just kind of doing something that they used to do like back in the early 1900s, you know, whatever, when they got started on it. So,
yeah.
And that's all it is. Like, they're just continuing that. So, but it is very weird. But he's making it out that they kill people.
Yeah, they actually
do this. It was kind of cool how he sneaked in. He, like, lied about... He just said they were with the Bushes, because the Bushes have this two, like, camping areas where they hang out.
Oh, like the Bush family,
yeah,
you mean?
So they just kept saying they were with... I forget the word that they used. We're going to say the Texans or something like that. I don't know if that was it, but they just kind of kept lying about that. And I wanted to see him get kicked out. They, like, didn't have any of that on film. Like, I wish they had.
Maybe get shown the door?
Yes. I believe he did.
Do you see how I brought it back to the topic of doors? Did you?
Lunch is done, guys.
Thanks, Chompers.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Yep.
That ought to keep them quiet for a little while.
Oh, keep them quiet for a little while. Eyes up here, Dan. There's nothing to even see.
Yeah, Dan, it's closed. The door is closed to downstairs. Why are
it
you?
It is closed.
So why are you staring at it, man? Bye, Chompers.
He's cheerful today.
It's a chipper little whistle he's got going on there.
Definitely.
So I think I'd be remiss if we didn't get into a little bit, you know, what is the first thing you think of when you think of the Doors? Val Kilmer, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? I mean, you think of Val, am I wrong? Val Kilmer?
Yeah. Did you, can't remember what movie Val Kilmer was in where he had a bunch of disguises? Like.
Batman?
No. It supposed to be comedy. It was supposed to be like he was a spy or something. They had a bunch of disguises, but all the disguises just looked like Jim Morrison.
Like long hair and longer hair.
Yeah, it was really funny.
Do you know the movie with Elizabeth Shue where he's blind? Hey, did you see that movie?
What movie is that?
There's a movie where it's Elizabeth Shue is like
did
the female lead. And, no. And,
wants to know a girl named Elizabeth Shue.
And Val Kilmer is a blind dude. And, like, people want to hurt... He's, like, being hunted for some reason. Like, he knows something. I don't know. And he's kind of in his bloated phase. Like, he's not looking so hot, I don't think. You know, like, he's gone up and down. Like, when he played Jim Morrison...
Yeah.
He was, like, rail thin and, like, a sex symbol.
When he played John Holmes?
It might have been more in the John Holmes area. It was before that, I think. But it's a... I don't even... I guess I have a real patchy memory of the movie.
It wasn't a remake of Zatoichi, was it?
No. That would have been great.
Yeah.
But I think because Elizabeth Shue, like, I've always had this thing for Elizabeth Shue.
Oh, really? I didn't know this.
Well, I loved Adventures in Babysitting. Do you know that movie?
It.
Yeah, you would hate it. It's a stupid movie.
Well, I think it's time
it
was passed for me to watch it, really.
Probably. And, yeah, you don't have a lot of time for, like, watch this nostalgically and think about how it would have been enjoyed.
Yeah, I got different nostalgias to go back to.
You do. Your nostalgia is very different from mine. But I loved Adventures in Babysitting.
So,
and I got a crush on her there.
So that was, like, your big crush when you were, like, a teenager?
Probably like celebrity, yeah. Celebrity, like for a famous person. Yeah, yeah. I pretty much had a crush on everybody when I was a teenager.
Yeah, I did too. I mean, there's nothing else to do.
And so, I didn't like date, so like it's just crushes. Like so, if you're not dating anyone, then you just have a crush on
everybody.
Nothing
but crushes. Like, nothing but crushes.
I have a crush on her. I have a crush on her. That guy.
Who else was there? I mean, I'm not trying to do. We'll get back to this.
Yeah.
Who else was there? Like
who else was where?
Like that you had crushes on, like celebrity crushes back in the
day. Oh, Paula Abdul.
What?
Have we talked about that?
No,
yeah, she was my, like, I had her albums.
Yo, Paula Abdul is what's up.
Yeah, not anymore, but she was for real in the 80s.
Oh, I'm still, right now.
Really? Today,
yeah, she called
she
me
seems
up.
Like a psycho now.
I would just do it, just say I tap Paula Abdul.
Yeah, actually, that's right? Worth it.
Yeah, definitely.
That's worth it.
Yeah, yeah. Do you remember that video she had where they, like...
I do, whatever it is, I remember it.
All right, cool. I'll see you guys later.
No, no. Damn it. Like, why did I say that? I know, and I should have let him, but I was trying to show how well I... Hey, there's Jumpers just...
Oh.
Oh, he's
going back in
went
the basement. Lemonade. Anyway, so Paula Abdul?
Yeah, well, she was like the bee's knees to me, and I had her albums. You know, I had like.
Did you have the one with MC Fat Cat?
Of course, yeah, that was Opposites Attract, and I knew the video very well.
There was some rumor that that was Arsenio Hall.
Right, it was not Arsenio Hall.
I think so.
But I loved. She did a thing where she would walk up a chair and then it would tip over.
Yep.
Like she did that in some of her videos.
Classic move.
And so I tried to do that when I was a teenager. And as you know, I was very heavy. Like, I was very overweight as a teenager. You can't really, like, do any good walking up chair bullshit. I didn't bust a chair, but it was just a bad idea. Like,
the
chair starts tipping and you're going down hard. Like, it's not going to be smooth.
Yeah, it's not
going
to be...
I think that's when I started going, like, maybe
Gene
I should
Autry?
Just...
I meant Gene... You know who I meant.
No, I don't.
Who's that guy that was in Singing in the Rain? Was that Gene Autry?
Gene Autry, no.
Correct. No.
Gene Kelly.
Gene Autry's a country...
No, he's like a... Not even like, he was a country singer.
One of the genes.
Like,
he
sang Back in the Saddle Again.
Oh, fuck him.
I'm back in the saddle again.
Yeah, stay there.
Out where a friend is it. You got a problem with Gene Autry? Dan?
That says it all.
Wow. No comment.
Paula Abdul. Let's see. So we got Liz Bichou. We got Paula Abdul.
Are you really going to try and dig into this? Yeah. I don't know who else I had crushes on. Like, I loved Liz Bichou.
We'll have this conversation again, I'm sure.
What ladies, famous ladies I had crushes on when I was young?
Yeah.
I don't even know. I liked Ione Skye.
Oh, yeah.
You know her, right?
Yes.
Say anything?
She to me was
former
like...
Former Beastie Boy spouse.
Really good in one movie and then really bad in another movie. So you'd always be like, whoa, she's look hot. And then you would watch, like, ooh.
Yeah. Well, I like that movie, Say Anything. You're like, that's when you're like, I want to be John Cusack.
I thought she looked really good in Waterboy. The Waterboy?
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why. The Waterboy, I thought she was looking good in that movie.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
I'm not willing to watch it again.
What
to
was
find
she
out.
In Waterboy?
She was his love interest. You know?
No, that's Fairuza Balk.
Oops.
Totally different.
Oops.
She was in, like, The Craft.
Oops. Wasn't she in a movie with Fairuza Balk, though? Ione Skye?
I don't think so. She's only been in a few movies.
Who the fuck is Ione Skye? I think I got this mixed up.
Okay.
Is that the guy that she's married to one of the Beastie Boys?
She was. They're divorced
now.
Gotcha.
I know what you're talking about now.
Yeah.
Gas food lodging.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you'll know her from the lyrics that she's referenced in, and that's the only time.
Yeah. God, I hadn't thought about her forever.
But she was, I thought she was hot stuff, you know, like probably in her 20s playing a high school kid and Say Anything. But yeah, I liked her too.
Malik Dabla to fuck it up for every guy.
I know, because then everyone's like, I want someone who's like him, who's like unique and interesting and like a kickboxer who like talks to my dad there's, like a grown-up.
There's plenty of that shit around. You ladies just gotta...
I had none of that to offer.
Just... Oh, there's real kooks out there, ladies. It's just not what you want.
No, it isn't at all. You think it is.
Yeah, I think, but... Yeah,
but it's not.
Reality of Lloyd Dobler is...
Ooh, that's a movie or something. The Reality of Lloyd Dobler.
Yeah, right.
Like, what kind of person? Where's Lloyd Dobler now?
Hell yeah, what do you think he's doing? I bet he's working at Menards.
He's a mess.
He's a mess. Menards.
Like, he's just third marriage.
Probably.
He's got a bunch of kids he doesn't take care of.
Yeah, he's probably got to pay support on them all.
Yeah, and he's still talking about, like...
He's still got that boombox?
He just holds it up. He goes places and holds it up.
Yeah.
In your eyes. But now it's just creepy. You know, people are like, why are you playing Peter Gabriel? I don't even...
He probably just tried to do other songs.
I don't even know you, man. Yeah, well, maybe he does Genesis now.
Probably.
Like he just moved around.
Genesis.
Oh, yeah, I think we've talked about Genesis enough.
The first book of the Bible and the band.
Wow.
Yeah.
Anything with Genesis attached, you're not on board with.
No.
That's valid.
It's just the way I roll.
It is the way you roll.
Mm-hmm.
So I told you my garage door is broken, right?
What?
Yeah, it doesn't go
away. What are we doing here? You gotta get that shit fixed.
You don't know how to fix
it. Is it your family? Is that the doorway to your family?
They're trapped
the garage
in the
door?
They're trapped in the garage right now.
Oh, wow.
No, the garage door opener won't make it go back down.
Oh, so you gotta do it manually?
Or up.
Do you have to actually go and do it like pioneer style?
Yeah, you have to lift it up. Yeah. So it sucks if you're in the car, you can't do nothing.
Remember before the internet? Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's a weird thing. Like, it's been, you know, I could just get it fixed, but why?
Yeah,
you know,
it's who kind cares? Of pointless, right? You're teaching your child good values because teaching her not to be lazy.
Teaching her to get out of the car in the winter.
Have her go open the garage door. Being careful.
She doesn't do that. She
will if you tell her to.
She's too little, man. She's what? Tiny. She can't even heft that thing up. It's heavy.
Hey, after like 2 weeks trying it, she'll be able to do it. She's
I don't always do a lot of kid stories, but I will say, like, recently she was helping me do some work in the yard. I don't know. I needed her to...
Do you mean you were working in the yard and she was walking around talking?
Yeah, she was throwing frisbees at my head while I was doing shit. I was trying to dig out some roots or something. And
I'd love to help like that, too.
Let's play a game. And then next thing I know, she had laid out some orange cones and was running in circles.
Yep,
and
exactly.
Going like, watch this. Why aren't we playing? And then you're supposed to be helping me. But I needed to cut out this root, and I needed her to pull on it, you know, to make it, like, taut so it would be easier to cut. Mm-hmm. And I was like, come over here and, you know, use your muscles. You know, how strong are you? And she said, I'm as strong as a superhero giant. Like, she said that's how strong her muscles are. Oh. A giant who's also a superhero.
So that would be, who's that guy that was Ant-Man that could also grow to be really big?
Ant-Man?
Yeah.
Yeah, just Ant-Man, right? Yeah.
Yeah, but he also was the big guy. He grew giant, too.
I don't know.
No, he did. He was the same guy. I think one was before the other. It wasn't like he could just do both, you know? Like, he was either.
I think we're out of our depth here.
William Pye, I'm thinking? Anyway, so yes.
William Burroughs. And that's it. That was the end of my anecdote. She just said she had the muscles of a giant superhero. So then maybe she could open the garage door, is all I'm saying. Like, she should be strong enough to open up a garage door.
Now, I broke my hand once when I was a kid because I punched the door.
What happened?
Well, I just got mad.
Break it down.
I used to get mad when I was a kid, and I'd punch stuff.
Have you changed?
Yeah. But I punched the door so hard one time, my hand busted. So,
like in your family home?
Yeah. It was like one of those old houses. It was a real thick, sturdy door.
But you don't remember what you were mad about?
I think some friend couldn't come over, and I got pissed off. Like, I did something stupid, so I was being punished for it, you know.
That's like, aggravating.
Yeah, and then I punched the door. Because I used to have these real big flashes of anger, like when I was a kid and stuff like that, and that's how it all came out. I would punch stuff.
Yes.
I would never, like, punch people, but I would, like, punch doors or, you know, punch
pillows. Yeah, you just bottle up the rage and then took it out on some inanimate object.
Yeah, so I busted my hand. It wasn't too serious. It was just kind of like it was broken, but it was just kind of a very thin fracture.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. Like, my grandpa used to try to shame me in front of the whole family when I had it broken, because I think I was, like, 11 or 12 or something.
Yeah.
How'd you break, you know, he'd say at family gatherings, so Dan, why don't you tell everybody how you broke your hand, thinking he was like shaming me.
Yeah.
So to me, the only way I could get, because I've always figured out this thing, if you don't give a fuck and act like you don't give a fuck, if people try to put you on a pedestal and try to shame you and if you don't care, then it kind of deflates what they're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I did that to my grandpa. I just was like, oh yeah, everybody, I punched the door because I got mad. You know, my grandpa just stared at me and
my grandpa's all looking at him like,
yeah, what are you going to do, dude? Like, yeah, he got totally mad at me. Same time, too,
What happened, right?
Huh?
After you did that to your grandpa,
he
left and went and punched a fucking door.
That's probably where I got it from.
Probably broke his hand. He was like, that kid made me feel so stupid.
Oh, fuck him. I mean, he was a great guy. You know what I mean. Like, you know.
No, you hate your grandpa.
Peace, you know. No, not at all.
You have some unresolved issues
just
with your grandpa.
It was funny.
Let's just get into it. What's your problem with your grandpa? What, he wasn't there for you?
Well, you punched doors.
Yeah, but you did that too. I mean, you share that with him. That should draw you closer together.
I guess so.
But you guys could have... You picked up the family business of door punching.
Yeah.
He's probably sad you're not doing it now. I mean, when's the last time you punched a door?
I haven't punched a door in a while.
I think what you need to do is punch a door here today.
I don't know. Might be bringing back old things.
There's a door leading down to those gypsies.
Well, if I need to, I'll find the strength in the punch.
I think when we take a break, you're going to go punch that door.
I'm going to punch this break button.
Welcome back to Trends.
We're talking about doors.
We are talking about doors.
Are you a big fan of the Doors? Like the group?
The music?
Yeah.
Not at all.
Never at all, like in a period of your life?
I tried, because it seemed like a thing I should have been into.
Yeah, right?
So I was like, I should listen to this, you know, and I think I heard a cover of one of their songs by somebody else, and I was like, I like this.
Oh, that sounds good.
And then I heard their music, and I was like, this is boring.
Yeah.
There's not much happening here, and I never got the fixation with...
Yeah, it happens.
I don't like his singing.
Yeah,
I'm not that into the music.
I got into it when I was like about 11 or 12.
Yeah.
I think that's about the right age for it, because you can listen to it, kind of wear it out, and then later on in your life, like, go, oh, I wonder if that group's still any good, and then you hear it again.
Nuts.
You hear the things you just said, like you just said, like they're terrible.
Because he wasn't much of a singer, right?
No, he wrote the worst lyrics, some of the worst lyrics imaginable, like that he thought were real art and real poetry, and he thought he was like pushing and breaking ground.
You're like, come on, baby, light my fire.
Well, no,
is that not his?
Did you ever read any of his poetry books?
No.
Like, you want to get a good laugh.
Woo!
Yeah, you should read them. One of them was, he made like an audio recording of like some of his poems that I think they released after he died, that the remaining Doors, you know, the guys who actually play the music, like just kind of played some music while he, you know, over the poetry and stuff like that. So it's actually...
So where does his mystique come from? That's what I wonder. Like, when did he...
Well, you got to give it up for the 60s. It's the late 60s, so a lot of people were doing drugs. A lot of things were new. Like, you know, he probably seemed mystical. You know, and he was, I'm sure, like a sexy guy.
Yeah,
know,
he's helps, like...
You know, and it's different. Like, he would do all sorts of...
He was very sexual on stage.
At the time, I'm sure it was like, you know...
Groundbreaking.
I guess. But, you know, like, you know, what else? It really wasn't nothing else to do. You know, like, so the door, you know... To me, personally, if I saw Jimi Hendrix and then I saw the Doors, I mean, I would just be like, I don't know why the Doors would even seem interesting to you, like, at all. Like, at all.
Well, and there have been other, like, there were other huge, phenomenal...
Huge bands.
Music acts at that same time period.
But I think it also helped that he died, you know?
Yeah, that's certainly some... I mean, people still go to, like, his gravesite, right?
Yeah, I think it's in Paris or something. I don't even know if it's a real gravesite. Like, you know how they have to, like move
a fake gravesite?
Well, yeah.
Did he die in a bathtub? Is that accurate?
I think so, if I remember correctly.
Gross... So gross.
It is gross. But he, you know, he had that classic thing where he was thin, sexy, then he got, like, fat and, like, grew a beard. And
yeah,
I think he was kind of fat and he had a beard and he died. I mean, I think they say maybe he committed suicide, but I don't even remember. I used to know all this stuff. And,
yeah, well, he did a bunch of drugs, right? And so it was like, maybe the drugs killed him, maybe he did it on purpose, we don't really know.
Yeah, clearly he was a very happy person, so, you know.
Yeah, he seemed sort of conflicted.
Yeah, but
I just
hear
never
great,
got into it.
Yeah, if you want to hear a great reading of a poem... It's a poem that's called Ode to the Lament of My Cock.
Is it by him? He wrote it?
Yeah, it's the worst lyrics ever.
Like, yeah, that's a terrible title.
Poems. It's terrible. Like, my aunt bought me, like, for Christmas, some of her poetry books, like, back when I was into them. And,
yeah,
like, I loved them. And then, like, years later, before, you know, when I sold them, I, like, oh, God, I have these? And I read them. I'm like, oh, my God, these are even worse than I remember. It's like high school notebook poetry, like, when you're in, like, ninth grade or something and miserable, ninth or tenth grade, you know, when you're... You're, you know, changing a little bit, you know, trying to get it all out on paper, you know. It should not have been released to the world. I don't think a band like that could have made it today. Well, actually, yes, they could. Actually.
Maybe more now.
Today, more nowadays,
I mean, there's so many.
Maroon 5 is famous, yeah, definitely.
Are they terrible? Is their music bad? I don't really know. Like, that guy who's the lead singer, he seems interesting. Like, he seems like he has a sense of humor, weirdly, which I don't get.
I mean, it's not my thing, so, I mean, I can't really comment on it. Yeah,
I don't know their music.
Yeah. It's not real music to me. It's, like, just, like, candy music. It's just, like,
right.
Music that people make to put on shitty radio and market so that people buy it. It's like, it's not real music, like, you know.
Yeah, like, but you have pretty specific standards.
Yeah, but that's me. It's like, I'm not, if you like it, awesome. Go ahead, like it. It's, you know, I'm not gonna, you know.
Right, but you will judge anyone who likes it.
Well, I won't judge them, I just don't like, it's not my thing, so, you know.
Yeah, you just said it's not music, though.
It's not to me.
That's like, pretty harsh.
It's just like cotton candy. It's
like, yeah.
It's nothing.
Well, that's fair. It's like, I mean.
Yeah.
I don't really know the music, so I can't say that I hate it.
Yeah, it's just bland. It's not like terrible, but it's not like great, which is almost worse, you know, to me. Like, very mediocre, just run of the mill, just bland. What are you going to do, you know?
Not listen to it.
Yep, and not listen to the Doors. Thank you.
You know, there is an area related to Doors that I find interesting, which is a bank vault. Like, I love. Do you like heist movies where they have to break into a vault?
I used to remember when I was a kid, people, like on Dukes of the Hazzard, it would be like. You know those things you see on shows that you see occasionally in other shows, those formulas? Like, all the old comedies had those amnesia episodes.
When you start noticing, hey, this is that same,
Well, I remember a couple times people get locked in a vault, and then they only have, like, a certain amount
they're
of time.
They're running out of air.
Yeah, that was always a common thing. And so whenever I see a bank vault or have been near one, you know, like, that's what I think of.
Do they still make them, like, airtight? I mean, is that,
they must,
what's the point of that? Why do you need to do that?
Because I guess they figure if the air can't get in, nobody else can to get the money.
Yeah, but...
Or maybe they just have everything sealed so tight because they need to. Otherwise, you know, people seal it, but it just happens to be airtight. I mean,
there must be a reason. Maybe we pressurize this vault and it makes it extra safe.
There must be. Or maybe it's something to keep the money or keep the valuables. I mean, who knows? Like, you know, air affects all that stuff and oxidization. I don't know. Weird things people keep in, you know, safe deposit boxes or, like, you know, in the vault.
But I love those the heist movies where they're going to rob a bank or try to break into a safe.
Yeah.
Because I like there's something wonderful when it's done well that they spend probably half or more than half, like 45 minutes of a movie, like planning the job, and introducing all the people and like saying this is how it's going to. Yeah, that formula like is excellent when it's used well.
Yeah.
You know, like I think the most recent example is like the Ocean's 11 movie. You know, the sequels I'm not crazy about, but that one,
the first one
is like really entertaining, and it's just them breaking into a bank vault. Yep. But they spend so much. I mean, I think the heist movie is like the movie version of the Aristocats joke.
Oh,
Aristocrats. You know, where you're just really gilding the lily. You're just like, here is an hour of me talking about what's going to happen, and then 10 minutes of the payoff. But what happens is, because it's such a big promise, the movies where they lose their way, like, ends up, even if they do, like, a great job of, like, you're interested in all the different characters, and they lay it out, like, here's how we're going to break into the vault, and then they show it happening, and then somehow something happens where it just kind of falls apart.
Yep.
Like, that happens in a bunch of movies where they lose their way, or, like, they take focus off from breaking into the vault. It's not fun anymore. I don't know. But it's something that I'm not interested normally in banks. I don't think I have that much interest in a vault.
Yeah, but a heist movie.
For some reason, if there's a bunch of weird characters who are deciding like to break into it, then I'm suddenly fascinated. I mean, I don't understand how that works, but it does.
Yeah, I'm the same way. It's like awesome. There's like I want to say there's a couple kung fu movies where like they've set up a whole town, like
a fake town.
They'll spend like. There won't be much fighting in those movies. You and I actually went and saw like a modern version of one, but there's one called Beach of the War Gods. Like, I think it was the first.
Oh, you're talking about 13 Samurai?
Yeah, but there's like a Jimmy Wang Yu one called Beach of the War Gods, where it's basically the same movie.
Yeah.
Except way cooler because it's Jimmy Wang Yu, but they basically set up like they spend half the movie like, you know, building this all these rigged traps that you actually get to see,
like trap doors.
Yeah, you know, they rig the whole town so that people can fight them and do all that stuff, and then the second and there's not much fighting. You know, which is not typical for a good kung fu movie.
Yeah.
And the end of it is just like, you know,
chaos.
Bloodbath. Yeah, it's great. Like, you know, and like, you just get to see all the stuff. It's kind of like a heist movie. It's like a kung fu version of a heist movie.
Yeah, yeah. It's a very, you're right. There's a lot of echoes there. Yeah. Well, you alluded to 13 Assassins.
Yes.
Or is it 13 Samurais?
13, one of those. 13
Samurais. 13 Samurais,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
And the beauty of that is there's a lot of setup. Like, that movie does a ton of setup
Beach
of making
of the War
Gods, yeah, it's the same.
I kept thinking of Beach
but
of
then
War
Gods. I think, is it 44 minutes? The fight is 44 minutes long at the end?
You're like, there's
no fighting for a while, and then it's just.
What? This better be good. And I slowly figured out, oh, this is Beach of the War Gods.
Okay. And it was awesome, though.
Yeah, it was great. My favorite part is when they set fire to that cow. Was it a cow?
Bull.
Yeah, bull.
There was a bull.
That was ill.
That they put flaming and sent it at the enemy. Like,
just
here's a flaming bull. And that was like one of
the first
parts of the fight.
Yeah, definitely.
You're like, you're going to build from a flaming bull?
And I also was like, how are you going to top that?
And they did.
Yeah.
Like, it didn't stop. It was unending and exhausting in a beautiful way. And you're right, that's a lot like the bank heist movies, like
it's a kung fu version of the bank heist movie.
So, do you think that there's a clear lineage of like style of kung fu movies, and then informing people doing the bank heist movies?
There aren't too many kung fu movies like that. I mean, every once in a while you'll see one. It's really like I can only think of two. I'm sure there's a couple others, you
probably.
Know? But like, yeah, I mean, there's more formulas in kung fu movies that you can watch. I think every anyway. But I think it's kind of the heist version where they set stuff up, you watch it,
because there is other like. There's other instances of those movies influencing each other, like The Seven Samurai and Magnificent
Samurai.
Seven.
Yeah, yeah, all those
that, like that thing.
They would kind of answer back
movie.
And forth, like the westerns and the samurai flicks. And then I don't know if anybody did any kung fu stuff because kung fu movies are just like kind of Chinese versions of westerns, you know?
Yeah,
way better. At least I think so.
But do you have westerns you like? You must have some westerns that you really.
Well, it's basically the same thing. It's just a dude walking around, like.
Right.
The only thing is, you don't have the training part. You know, you kind of sometimes have like the part where they
like
go
gun
the
training.
Defenses.
They should have done gun training.
You know, like a kung fu movie, a guy will go off for 20 minutes, and it'll be like 4 years while he trains and stuff like that, and he'll come back and you know.
You mean like in Karate Kid? That's what you're talking about?
Yeah, the best,
the classic kung fu movie, Karate Kid.
I can't even joke about that. Yeah, classic.
Do you hate Karate Kid?
Well, it's not a real kung fu movie. I mean,
we have it's not a real kung fu movie.
Yeah.
But do you hate it?
No, I would love to see it
because you know who's in that.
Yeah, I do.
Elizabeth Shue.
Yes.
She's
yes.
the love interest in
good.
The original Karate Kid. She's worried about Daniel.
Yeah, who wouldn't be?
Like, most people wouldn't be. He's not a very compelling character.
Daniel, man, playing a...
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true. Oh, hey, Jumpers, what's going on?
Yeah, you guys got a guest.
Oh, Jesus. Yikes. I totally lost track of
time. Yeah, I'm going to go get him.
Thanks, Chompers. Yes. Really appreciate that.
Dan, eyes up here.
Dan, why are you even looking at
the... Do you like me?
Oh, boy. Yeah, I like you. Miss, we're in the middle of a program. And no,
yeah,
miss...
I like your hair.
I'm sorry.
Do you like this? Whoa.
Yeah, if you, you need to go back downstairs. Dan?
Wow.
Okay.
That's... Did you see that?
Yes.
I saw something.
She's scamming you, man. No, I'm sure there's some gypsy action happening. Yeah, it's not the good... No, it's not the good kind. Look, we have a guest coming in. I need you to focus on the guest.
It's kind of hard. I just saw some stuff.
Okay. Can we get through this?
Sure.
We've got like 15 minutes
all right.
To talk to our guest and wrap. Oh, hey, Jompers. Is our guest all set?
Yeah, he's coming in. He's coming in right after me.
Okay. Thank you, Jompers.
What'd you see, Dan?
No, guys.
I'm about to go see that, my man.
Guys.
Was it good?
Come on. Guys.
Okay, go on. I'm going to go look at that, my man. I'm going to report.
Guys. Okay, thank... hello, sir.
Hello.
Welcome to the Trend Studios. That's Dan, and I'm...
Which one is Dan?
Dan's that guy that I'm pointing at.
Oh, there we go.
And I'm Levi.
Nice to meet you, Dan. Hey, nice to meet you.
And,
you are...
Levi. Yes.
Levi.
Yes.
Levi. Okay.
And maybe you could introduce yourself for our listeners.
My name is Trey.
Trey.
Adzuki.
Nice to meet you.
Yes, I'm a Japanese businessman.
Oh, you're from Japan.
Yes.
Excellent. Do you want to have a seat? You don't have to stand. You sort of stand and bow.
I am sitting.
Oh, wow. Wow, you're not very tall.
No, not at all. I'm not tall at all.
No. Thank you for coming. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, thanks is all to Sir Lapsalot.
Right, of course, he sent you over.
He came to see the thing is what is why I'm here talking.
Yeah, so our main topic is doors, is what we're talking about today. So maybe you have some expertise in that area.
Much expertise, I think, as you would say, in English.
I guess I would say that.
Quite fluent in English.
Yeah, you're doing great.
Thank you. I just took a course last week. Sleeping, you know, I just sleep. Anyway, so I have this thing. It's called the apartment.
The apartment. So you own an apartment in Japan?
I own an apartment building in Japan, but it is
excellent.
The most famous apartment building.
Oh, a famous apartment building.
It's a haunted apartment building.
Real ghosts?
Yes. If you come in to, we have somebody taking a ticket at the.
Oh, okay. So it's like an amusement park.
Yes.
It's
a haunted.
Like a haunted mansion at Disney World or something.
27 apartments, and we give you a key. 27 keys on the key ring.
Okay.
Each key opens a door. You don't know which one will open which. It's you have to kind of have fun.
Yeah. Yeah. So you don't know where you're gonna go.
Yeah. You can. It's a kind of an open apartment building.
Oh, it's open.
Yeah.
Now get it.
Yeah. And you can walk around, and each key opens a door. And behind each door is a very frightful.
So there's sort of someone jumping out at you or scaring you or something?
No, we don't dabble in such. You say childish? Childish is how you say?
Oh, childish.
Tomfoolery.
So maybe you could give us an example of what you would find behind one of your 27 doors.
I'm not going to tell you which apartment number.
Okay, this is, great. Yeah,
let's
I mean,
say it's apartment number 21.
21, okay.
That's not the one.
Okay, so this is just an example. I'm not writing it down.
But the other one is.
Dan, don't...
No, I'm just drawing what I saw.
Dan doodles stuff.
I saw this. Oh, my goodness.
Okay, can we please focus on... Please.
Well, it's actually downstairs.
Mr. Adzuki, we need to hear about... wow, that is...
Yes.
Okay,
that
can we put your drawing away, Dan?
Oh, yeah, no problem.
Can I have your pen, please?
Come on.
No, I don't need you drawing anymore.
There you go.
Whatever that is. Yikes.
Stop my memory. Yes, memories are very good.
Guys?
Okay, so you enter apartment 21?
Yeah, you said 21. It's as an example.
Put your key in the door. You don't know what's going to be.
Right, yeah, you're nervous and...
So you open it up, you hear the creak. Every door has a creak, except for one.
One door doesn't creak?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And then, say, door 21, you open it up. You see before you, light. You can't quite see what's going on.
The lights are shining in your eyes, kind of?
Yes,
okay.
Yes. Once you get to a certain point and trigger it, the lights turn off. And you see before you a banquet table. Fit for a king. Just stacked high with every known type of food that you would want to eat.
Wow. That's not very scary.
You hear a tiny voice.
Okay.
Is it what you see in my head? You hear a voice and you can't quite understand and distinguish where it's coming from. You look behind you. You look. to the other behind you, look all around, and then suddenly you see some movement on the table. There's half a girl's, there's that girl's head there, and half her head is chopped away, so you can see her brain. But the part that the eye is still there, and the eyeball is rolling around, and you realize that she's the one that's talking. And you also look around the table, you see other body parts on the table. You see some feet, some hands, some other heads, some men mourning. You see a prostrate, naked man laid out, cut up, flayed.
Yeah. Oh, that's that is unsettling.
Mm-hmm. That's just one of the apartments.
That's, I mean, that would be really, that would be scary. That would be scary. I'd be scared if I walked into that room.
Let's say there's apartment, let's say 18.
Okay, apartment 18. Yep.
Put your key.
Yeah, we, yep.
The lights shine in your face.
Okay, same scenario.
Yes, except for one apartment.
Okay.
And then,
wait, one apartment doesn't have the lights shining in your
face?
It
might be the same one.
Okay.
Sometimes. I don't remember. So anyway, you open the door.
Okay.
Lights shut up. You don't know where you are. You don't know what's going on. Suddenly you hear a moaning. You heard a moaning, Martin?
No, that's scary moaning. Wow, that's serious.
You hear it multiply. Moan with me. Yes, just like that. And more moans come on, and more moans, and you look up, and you're in the middle. There's 7 8-foot druids coming in, surrounding you. So you have nowhere to go. These behemoth beings are coming in, nearing you, surrounding you.
That's terrifying.
And right when they get above you and you can't take it anymore,
yeah,
they all vomit blood on you.
Oh.
All over you. Just blood, blood.
That's awful.
Blood and more blood and more blood. And then they cut into themselves and spill their entrails upon you. So that's not real. It's not real at all.
It's not real blood. But yeah, that's really upsetting.
Another room.
Do people know it's gonna, like, they're gonna get stuff on them before they go in?
Yes, everybody knows. It's very famous.
Oh, okay.
It's most famous apartment in
Japan. Oh, you said that. I'm sorry.
Everybody knows what they're in for.
Okay, and it's just called The Apartment?
I was inspired, actually, from seeing a show from a band called War.
Gwar?
War? Yes.
Oh, yeah, War. They do have lots of blood and semen.
I went to university here. I didn't learn English then. But,
you speak it very well.
Thank you. I took a course this week. Let me sleep. So anyway, Gore, I saw them, and I don't know if you've ever seen their stage show.
I haven't. I've heard of it.
The show that I saw, they chopped off a woman's breasts, and they killed a Tyrannosaurus Rex. It's very inspiring.
That is awful.
It inspires blood everywhere. I believe I was covered in blood. It took me 3 to 4 days to get all the blood out of my... I actually contacted Gore and got the recipe for their blood.
It's, you seem so calm, and like what? But you're really interested in some dark kind of twisted stuff. How it,
the doors that open to the soul, it makes you terrified.
Oh, so these doors are sort of representative to you.
It gets more terrifying.
Oh, okay. No matter what order you go in, they get more and more terrifying?
Yes, it doesn't matter. Terror is a thing, I don't know if you know about the terror, but it builds upon itself, much like a hot sauce, like your Tabasco.
Oh, it gets hotter and hotter.
Tabasco hot sauce. Yes,
yeah.
How do you say, what's a tiny pepper?
Jalapeno? Habanero.
Yes.
So you think the terror builds like the heat of a habanero pepper?
I don't think I know.
Oh, sure. No, I wasn't.
So Lancelot himself came. He said he had never been more terrified in his life.
Oh, well, I can't imagine.
So covered in blood. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't believe he went into your...
He likes to be scared. I don't know if you know that. Do you guys know him very well?
We
kind of do.
Yeah, he doesn't... We don't see him in person very often.
Oh, you should. He's very, very a good man. Good man.
Yeah, well, he pays for everything here, and he sort of gives us this work, you know.
And we have another door.
Oh, okay, yeah, you get another.
And in this one, let's say it's room 5.
Okay, room 5.
So you walk in, there's bright lights.
Yeah, of course.
And you get to a certain point, the bright lights show up.
Yeah, I got that part.
Suddenly you see that there's a mist about you.
Okay.
Why is there a mist in the middle of an apartment?
I don't know.
Okay. I'm pretty sure there's no mists in the apartment.
Not usually, no.
Suddenly a giant tentacle comes out of the mist right at you. It misses you, of course.
Of course.
It kind of goes by your head, goes back, and you hear a great roaring. Roar at me.
Roar.
But it's much louder than that. And it kind of shakes your whole body. And then all of a sudden body parts start being... Body parts are flung at you. You have an arm, a leg... A head, an eye, brains.
Okay,
that's my favorite part.
The brains
squish and they hit you. We actually get real cat brains.
Cow brains?
No, calves. We don't
calves. Do oh, baby. Cows. Okay.
The baby calf's brains are a lot more squishy. And
oh, they, God. They, so you throw that at people?
Yes, yes. You can duck. Everybody knows about it.
Of course, of course. This is just
and then we also
upsetting.
Shower you with blood.
Of course.
And then if you're very lucky, this only happens to one lucky person every day.
Okay.
That they win a lifetime membership to come back to the most famous.
Oh, tournament. People come again and again?
Well, if you are, yeah, of course. Yeah, but if you are lucky enough, the tentacle will grab you, take you in, and, you know, they eat you. But, you know, your people that you are with are.
They'll think you're dead.
They think you are dead. We wow, actually that's... come out and tell them that you are dead.
Oh, and they leave?
Get them
and...
a certificate.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but, you know, we send the people home in a camp. To be waiting for them.
Oh, I see, I see. Surprise. So it's all part of it. They take the journey back home.
Yes, yes, yes.
Well, this is amazing. If I get to Japan, I'm probably going to check it out, although I'm a little scared.
I'm definitely going to check it out.
Yeah, of course.
I'd like to see like more of this.
Something, Dan, just put that away.
Can you see this? You can believe that?
Can you?
That's
okay.
Pretty primo stuff, right? It's very primo.
All right. Well, we actually need to wrap up. So.
You just close this door?
Yeah, we need to close the door on this episode.
I'm going to go downstairs instead of out the
I don't
other way.
Think... Dan, why are you getting up?
What the fuck are you talking about, man?
Dan, you're walking towards the door now.
I can't help it. This door has an attraction.
Okay, so our guest has been Trey Azuki. Will you put that away?
What, and did you see it? This is a drawing.
Trey's going downstairs, and Dan's going down to where the gypsies are. Jompers, where are you going? Okay. So we got a basement full of gypsies and other people who won't stay away. But I want to thank you guys for listening
to picture right
trends
here.
And oh, stop holding that
yeah.
up, Jompers. Yeah, I saw it.
Can you believe that's a woman?
I don't know what that is.
It's you don't know what that is?
I know what it is, come but on, it's unsettling.
It's pretty awesome.
All right, well, you guys have been listening to trends. Jompers, do you want to take us out with your signature line?
Yeah, I think this is a booty.